Chapter 2. The Copyists of the Early Christian Writings. As we saw in Chapter 1, Christianity, from its very beginning, was a literary religion, with books of all kinds playing a central role in the life and faith of the burgeoning Christian communities around the Mediterranean. How, then, was this Christian literature placed in circulation and distributed? The answer, of course, is that for a book to be distributed broadly, it had to be copied. Copying in the Greco-Roman World. The only way to copy a book in the ancient world was to do it by hand, letter by letter, one word at a time. It was a slow, painstaking process, but there was no alternative. Accustomed as we are today to seeing multiple copies of books appear on the shelves of major book chains around the country just days after they're published, we simply accept that one copy of, say, the Da Vinci Code will be exactly like any other copy. None of the words will ever vary. It will be exactly the same book no matter which copy we read. Not so in the ancient world. Just as books couldn't easily be distributed en masse, no trucks or planes or railroads, they couldn't be produced en masse, no printing presses. And since they had to be copied by hand, one at a time, slowly, painstakingly, most books were not mass-produced. Those few that were produced in multiple copies were not all alike, for the scribes who copied texts inevitably made alterations in those texts, changing the words they copied either by accident, via a slip of the pen or other carelessness, or by design, when the scribe intentionally altered the words he copied. Anyone reading a book in antiquity could never be completely sure that he or she was reading what the author had written. The words could have been altered. In fact, they probably had been, if only just a little. Today, a publisher releases a set number of books to the public by having them sent to bookstores. In the ancient world, since books were not mass-produced, and there were no publishers...